Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. I'm joined by Eva, Adam and Quifa, and also I'm joined by Adrian as well, the school principal of the wonderful Bridgetown College. So I'll come to you first off, Adrian. It's great to have the students in studio with us. This is a big moment for you and your students, isn't it, Adrian?
Absolutely. I mean, we have over 90 students involved in the show, and they're getting to perform on one of the premier stages in the country, in the Wexford Opera House, and they've worked so hard, and I know that they're putting huge hours in at the moment to make sure that everything will be perfect on the night.
Well, we're going to talk to some of the stars of the show in just a second, but I have to ask you, having been down there with Dee O'Keefe and the rest of your students, really enjoyable day. How did Daffodil go for you?
Oh, it went really well. I think at the moment we're up near €9,000 that we raised for the Irish Cancer Society, and I mean, look at us, it's not just about the money, it's about the awareness and the fact that everybody is affected, and for the whole school community to get involved is fantastic.
Well done. Now, Eva, you first up. Tell me about Legally Blonde the musical and how excited you are about the whole thing.
I'm so excited to be part of Legally Blonde. There is a load of people in the cast, and I've made so many new friends from going to rehearsals and rehearsing non-stop to try and make the show perfect.
What's the story behind the show then?
Well, Legally Blonde is about Elle Woods, who is a girl from Malibu, and she goes to Harvard Law School to follow her true love, who is Warner, who is played by Rhys Shiel.
Yeah.
And then she finds out and realises her potential, that she could have a career in law, and she tries to pursue that dream.
And there was a very famous movie and a very famous movie star. Who played her in the movie? There you are. Was it Reese Witherspoon, was it?
Yeah. Oh, Reese Witherspoon. Yep.
Right, okay. So you take up the mantle now, Quifa. Are you performing this as well?
I am, yeah.
And who are you playing?
I play Elle Woods.
Jeez. Right. You're the main woman then?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like recreating what is an iconic role from the silver screen?
Well, it's really nice. I like acting as her, because she's a lot different to how I am in real life. She's very energetic and girly and sort of self-obsessed.
Right.
But no, it's nice to be able to act as her.
Right. And have you had a chance to get into the National Opera House yet, or are you looking forward to it? Where have you been doing rehearsals in the school?
We've been doing rehearsals in the school in different rooms in our school, but we haven't went to the Opera House yet.
Right.
We're looking to go to the Opera House on Monday for practice.
So it's all go. So how often are you rehearsing at the moment then?
We're rehearsing every day, and after schools. We rehearsed over Easter too, and
It's so exciting, isn't it? It's really, and it's a wonderful opportunity for the boys and girls of the school to embrace and do something. Have you done any drama or acting or dance before?
Yeah, 2 years ago we did Sister Act in the school, and it was a good opportunity, and I enjoyed it so much that I came back to do Legally Blonde.
Right. And you just went in and auditioned, took potluck, and then the directors and the musical director and the choreographer said, "You are going to play the lead."
Yeah.
What was that like when you got the part?
I was very surprised and really happy, because there's a lot of talent in our school, and it was a tough decision to choose between people, but I feel like the roles that everyone has suits each other.
Okay. Yeah. There's obviously men involved in this as well, so Adam, it's over to you. So tell me about your part and who you're playing in this.
So I play Emmett Woods in Legally Blonde, and I'm kind of like, I help Elle kind of refocus on her studies and, you know, get focused on Harvard and law and graduating and things like that.
What do you make of it as a musical then?
I love it. I love the actual musical and all the preparation leading up to it, and just the rehearsals and level of commitment, you know.
And have you got any background in drama or anything at this stage?
Well, I did perform Grease with Corish Wallace Performing Arts in town last...
With Carmel, yeah?
Yes,
wonderful
Carmel.
Person, yeah. Hello, yeah. Carmel, good morning. Does tremendous work with young people.
Oh, yes. And that's kind of it, really. I've done some dancing on stage and that, but that was mostly it, yes.
So did you go in like what Eva and Quifa did and just take potluck and audition?
Yeah, I decided I'd just go for it, because I'd never performed, I'd never sang. before, and I've never been in the opera house, so I said it'd be a good opportunity to, you know, kind of widen my horizons, you could say.
Well, I always sense when you go into a school the camaraderie in it, and I knew when I met Dee O'Keefe, or Mr. O'Keefe to you guys, but you could sense that there's a great buzz in that school.
Yeah, there is.
I got that vibe. Great buzz, great camaraderie, everyone rooting for each other. Is that what it is?
It's the same in the play, really, in the rehearsals. You know, there's a great buzz. There's everyone's helping each other. It's not embarrassing. There's nobody judging you. You know, it's all just kind of, it's all go, really.
Yeah, so what you're really getting from it is part of growing up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, you know, and, that schools give us.
And sometimes musicals, they can take little people who are introverted and make them extroverted. Do you find this being very good for your own life skills?
Yeah, it's great. I find that's great.
What about you, Quifa? Do you find the whole thing has been very important for you as well?
Yeah, I feel like it's helped me become a lot more confident in my acting and singing, because before then I haven't really sung a lot.
Yeah, but now you've got the lead. Excited?
Yeah.
What about you, Ava?
Yeah, I feel like performing in such a big place like the National Opera House will be great for like confidence boosting for the whole cast, and being there with the cast, and everybody's so like friendly with each other, and there's no awkwardness. Everyone's just like rooting for each other. They're all like backing each other. Mm. I think it's great for like a confidence boost and like public speaking and like confidence in general for anything you want to go on to.
What year are you in school at the moment?
I'm in third year.
In third year. And what about you, Adam?
I'm in second year.
And you?
And I'm in third year.
Third year. So it really doesn't impact on, well, you've got junior cert, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of time to study after the show. Our main focus, we always study, but our main focus right now is the show.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to leave it for the moment, but Adrian, you've got the hard sell now. Are the tickets completely sold out, or what's happening?
Not yet, Alan, but they're selling fast. Yeah. And I have to say we're delighted with the interest that there is. And, I mean, I know that we sold really well at the last show, and I think the people that visited the last show and came to see us realised the talent that's in the school and that they wanted to come and see a bit more.
So how can people get the all-important tickets then?
If they go online onto the National Opera House website and they're available there.
And it's just the dates again, it's the 23rd and the 24th.
Yes, next Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday, the big night, right? And when do you actually get in to the National Opera House to perform?
So I think the get in is Monday, and they want to do a dress rehearsal, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And mic check and everything, just to make sure everything's perfect.
I have to say, Alan, I'm sitting here, but I have very little to do with any of this. I'm very proud of the work that's gone in, the staff students that have actually just pulled out all the stops, and it promises to be an absolutely wonderful show. I can't wait to see it.
Well, I'm sure you as students are also very appreciative of the school for getting behind you, because these are not cheap to put on these shows.
No, it's great, the work getting put in by, you know, our teachers like Miss Creevy, Miss Gorman, Miss Butler, Miss O'Callaghan. I suppose we can't really mention everyone because we'd be here all day, Alan, really. So, you know, everyone's putting in work into the set, into line learning, singing, dancing, everything. Yeah. Everyone's, you know.
Well, we take the opportunity to wish you well. Keep her going. The play is the thing, and you're bringing a wonderful musical to the stage. So, Adrian, I'll leave the final word to you then. What do you want to say to these wonderful students and to the parents and everyone who's making this possible?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, look, at a huge thank you to all of the staff that are involved in this, the parents that are facilitating, all of the students that are involved, and most of all the students. I mean, it's their school. We're just really happy to be able to facilitate other areas of education. And you know, when you play on a stage like this, we hope that maybe we could we'll have people going on further and taking part in further things after school as well in the area of drama and you know, so the opportunities that they're getting in our school are fantastic. We're just so happy to be able to facilitate them, and they're wonderful, wonderful students, and I can promise that anybody that comes to see the show, they're going to be in for a treat.
Thank you, Adrian. Thank you, Eva. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Quifa. And don't forget, it's an 80-minute adaptation of the hit Broadway musical that is suitable for all ages, young and old. It follows the transformation of Ellie Woods as she tackles stereotypes, snobbery and scandal in pursuit of her dreams. And it's going to be brought to life by the wonderful college that is Bridgetown College here in Wexford. Wish you well, guys.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.